You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We've got 20 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Yeah. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. You know, divisional weekend's over. Some crazy games. Some upsets, according to some people. I think we caught most of them right. You know, it's crazy some of these games turned out the way they did, but we're here to talk about it.
Well, you called most of them right, honestly. I went with my gut and my heart on a lot of those games, and I was praying and hoping for the underdogs, actually. But so bongs a lot popping in the clouds. Give it to me, Trey. There it is. What's up, buddy? Albert, sup, fellas? What's up, Albert? Tommy, there's Tommy. Hello, peeps. Tommy, we missed you last week, buddy. We was wondering where you was. Devo says, what is up? What's up, Devo? Let's see. Just Killer back. The Chiefs are finished. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back over there on Twitch. I love it. I love it. Yeah, we're talking divisional football this week. Guys, do me a favor. If you're on YouTube, please like this video. Subscribe to the channel. That helps us out so much. And we appreciate it very much. And guys, next Tuesday, a week from today, we are giving away this signed Aaron Jones jersey to one lucky subscriber. All you got to do is come to our video on Tuesday. So make sure you turn the notification bell on. Like that video. Subscribe to the channel and just pop a comment on there. We're going to put a wheel on the screen. We're going to put your name on the wheel. We're going to spin that bad boy at the end, and somebody is going to get an Aaron Jones jersey just for watching the show. Awesome. So let's see. Sir Bongsalette says the music's still playing. I love it. I want the music playing. Is it too loud or something? Just Killer says they put money in the defense. Talking about the Chiefs. Yeah, we're going to get into all that, buddy. But let's go ahead and jump into the first game we're talking about. Cowboys, 49ers, Trey.
Yeah, man. So this game, you know, obviously was very defensive game. The Cowboys and Niners, you know, and a lot of people are talking crap about the Cowboys, you know, and that's just because there was so much hype around them and the way their fans, you know, think that they're just going to win it all. So I understand the shit talking and everything on the Cowboys. But honestly, watching this game, both teams looked very evenly matched, especially on defense. I mean, their defenses were both just stopping on both ends. What really cost the Cowboys this game was Dak Prescott making mistakes. You know, there was every time Dak Prescott threw the ball and threw an interception, it was because he was throwing into double and triple coverage. And you just don't throw that ball. You know what I mean? I know I just felt like he was trying to push the pass. And he really should have just either, you know, ran for a couple yards or, you know, threw it away or something. And he kept trying to force it too many times. And honestly, that makes me think that he was scared. You know, he was worried. He was nervous, and the 49ers put the pressure on him.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. You know, a big reason I think was Dak, but they are a very good defense that they were going against. But check this out. I don't know if you heard about this, but the Dallas Cowboys Twitter account tweeted out, Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in the narrow loss to the 49ers in a matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds. I mean, that's coming straight from the Cowboys Twitter account, Trey. Do you think that that's okay to do to your guy?
Hey, I mean, you know, there's one thing about Cowboys fans is they're vicious, man. And they're diehard, but they're vicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was from the Twitter account, the actual Dallas Cowboys.
Like from the team?
Yes.
From I thought it was like a fan, fan Twitter account.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whoever runs that probably had a lot of emotions going on. It was like, I'm here to let people know.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that it could be somebody related to Jerry Jones that might run that Twitter account, but that's wild, man. It's wild. Do you think McCarthy's going to lose his job? Because I do. I think he's probably done, man. What do you think?
I think he needs to be. They need to put somebody in there. But honestly, you know, I really wish they would just kind of get Dak and Zeke out of there and get a fresh start, you know? I mean, it's just the same old thing. And it kind of like puts the icing on the cake with that final play of Zeke snapping the ball to Dak. And that was a hilarious play, by the way. Like, I understood the formation and why they did what they did, but it didn't work at all to the point where, you know, the guy that's supposed to catch it is literally just immediately supposed to lateral it back, you know, or whatever. He just got smacked.
Just smashed, bro. Just like, boom. Like,
I was at least thinking there'd be a couple seconds and they would get a chance, but
yeah, a little pitchy woo woo going on there. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I mean, and it was just such a big buildup to the whole thing. Like, here we go, guys. It's about to go down, right? And, you know, last play of the game, it's about to get intense. And then hike, bam, boom, done.
Game over.
It was just a big buildup for nothing, man. But, yeah, I did see Zeke says he was willing to take a pay cut play next year. And, yeah, that you better be saying things like that, Zeke, because, I mean, he didn't have one game all year with 100 yards rushing. Not one game.
Wow.
Yeah, this is his stats for this year. 231 attempts, 876 yards, 12 touchdowns. The 12 touchdowns are nice. They used him in the goal line, but, bro, Tony Pollard with 193 attempts, he went over 1,000. He went 1,007 yards with 9 touchdowns. And Pollard is going to be a free agent next year. So,
And if you remember the first half of the year, they didn't really use Pollard that much.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He didn't really start getting hot till like halfway through. Exactly. The only problem is, you know, with Tony Pollard is they think that he can't take a whole workload. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even know if that's it, because I think Tony Pollard could handle a whole workload. It's just that Zeke is their trophy and they have to display it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to keep Zeke as like a third down back, like just to get a couple of hard yards, okay, maybe. But for what they're paying him, dude, there's no way with the salary cap and all that they're going to be able to do it.
That's the problem, is they want to spotlight him because they pay him, but he's not the best back on the team.
Mm-hmm. And you ain't seen him do the whole eating thing not once this year, did you?
Uh-uh.
Well, where he's like grabbing his tummy, like eating yards. You wasn't eating nothing, bro.
Did you see the Ray McLeod drop on the return? He got the turnover, and I don't know the guy's first name, but it was a defensive or special teams player for Dallas. His name was Joseph. Last name Joseph. Well, he punches the ball out of Ray McLeod's hand. And not only does he do that, when he punches through his hand like this, he then wraps his arm up and proceeds to drag Ray McLeod away from the ball. And then like 5 Cowboys defenders jumped on it. And I'm like, that's defense, bro. Like, it looked like something straight out of The Walking Dead, bro. He just hooked him up and dragged him.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I tell you though, I mean, the defense played good. The Dallas defense, both defense, it was a defensive battle. There was one interception that could have changed the aspects of the game if Diggs would have caught it, man. It kind of went like right out of his hands. But, I mean, Diggs catches that ball and we could be having a different conversation here, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. And you know, some of the penalties really hurt the Cowboys as well in this game. Mm-hmm. And it looked like, you know, and on top of that, we can't forget to talk about Brett Maher. you know, getting that blocked extra point right there at the first touchdown and making it, you know, 5 in the postseason, which is insane. Yeah. That's the most in a single postseason and the second most in a playoff career, by the way.
That's insane. That's insane, bro. I mean, what was going on? They even said that even if it wasn't blocked, it wasn't going to make it. Like, that's crazy, dude. He's having issues, but Jerry Jones was happy with his kicker by the end of the game. So that's that. But let's talk about the Niners a little bit. What did the Niners do well, Trey?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, Brock Purdy is pretty good. You know, we've figured that out at this point. And, you know, a lot of people say game time manager, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's just coached well. He's got a good team around him. But the kid also has eyes and is pretty good at protecting the football. You know, he'll be the 5th rookie quarterback to start a conference championship, joining Mark Sanchez, Joe Flacco, Ben Roethlisberger, and Sean King. So, you know, none of those 4 made it to the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, it's really not just him. It's the pieces around him. Like, he didn't have any interceptions, so that's good. But Christian McCaffrey kind of got shut down. He wasn't really, you know, doing amazing things over there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he still did his thing with a touchdown. You know, he's got a streak of 8 straight games with a touchdown. That's the longest by a 49ers player since a Hall of Famer, Terrell Owens.
Oh.
So, I mean, he's doing something, you know, when they brought him in. And they kind of – I heard somebody talking about him saying that he's like their secret weapon. Like, he's all they needed, you know what I mean? Like they had everything. They had Brock Purdy. They didn't know it was going to be good, but they had him. And then Christian McCaffrey came in, and now they're fully built, you know, the full Megatron.
I mean, it's hard to argue with it. It's hard to argue. I mean, he's been such a difference maker, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. And the checkdowns to Christian McCaffrey, you know, that works. I mean, 100% of the time, that normally works. It's just like that dude just – I don't know what it is. I saw a camera angle of him just running full speed, and you could just see it in his eyes, bro. It's the fire, you know. It was insane.
Yeah, dude. No, he's crazy. I saw some of his workouts, dude. They're brutal, dude. He's a machine, man. Like, that gave me kind of a new way to look at him just from seeing his workouts, bro. Like, he goes hard, dude. He goes hard. And what about – go ahead, yeah.
Deebo Samuel, you know, he had a decent game. But, I mean, like I say, you know, this was a very defensive game. There wasn't a lot of shining star offensive plays. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those are the games that are the hardest to win. You know, you gotta just – every yard count. And, you know, with the Niners starting out with 3 field goals, I mean, they did what they had to do. One was a 50-yarder, one was a 47-yarder. I mean, you know, if Maher made those kicks, he probably wouldn't have got them.
Yep, Robbie Gould coming in clutch, man, for sure. You know, it was good, man. It was a good game. But let's go ahead and keep it rolling, Trey. What do you say?
Yeah, I just want to say real quick that the Cowboys are now 0-7 in the divisional round since winning the Super Bowl in 95. Oh. That's the worst record in the NFL.
Yikes.
In the divisional round.
Well, we got to talk. Before we keep it moving, we got to talk about, did you see all the videos of people just punching their TVs, dude?
Yes, there was a mashup of just like 20 people just smashed. One dude took his TV outside, ran it over with his truck.
Yeah, backed out, and he backed over it, and it just flew out, dude. These Cowboys fans, man, like, you know, I was talking to somebody, and I was like, you know, I don't know why I dislike the Cowboys so much. I mean, I don't dislike the team. I don't dislike the players. Like, there's a couple of them I could do without, but it's the fans, right? Am I right? It's the fans that actually make you, like, want hope for them to lose. And, you know, I don't like to see people fail, but, I mean, I had a smile on my face when the Niners won. I was rooting for the Niners, weren't you?
Yeah, no doubt. And then I saw a thing where Dalton Schultz's wife is on TikTok, and she was getting hate mail over Dalton Schultz. And she's like, I'm just his wife, bro. Like, what are you going to do?
And Tommy says, missed you guys. Tommy, we missed you too, buddy. And Tommy also says, Bengals versus Eagles. That's his Super Bowl pick.
That's what I got it, baby.
Wow, you think the Eagles are going to take down the Niners, huh?
Oh, easily.
Mm. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. But let's keep it rolling, buddy. Let's keep it rolling to the next game. Bengals versus the Bills, Trey.
Yeah, I'm very excited about how this game turned out. I think we both had the Bengals pick to win this game. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty simple to me, but, you know, the Bills were favored and everybody was just saying how Josh Allen and them just had it in the bag and the Bengals, you know, sorry, Joe Burrow, but this is it. And Joe Burrow just, you know, cool and calm and collected was like, don't count me out. You know, that and that thing that, you know, the whole selling tickets for the Bills in Kansas City neutral zone in Atlanta already. Like, you know, that had to put some fire in some Bengal players' asses. I watched Joe Mixon in an interview, and he was like, don't worry, we'll see.
Send them refunds, Joe Burrow says. Mm-hmm. Oof.
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 Man, and you know, I know DeMar Hamlin was at the game, and they had, you know, that kind of spirit lifted, and you know, I heard he gave a little bit of a halftime speech and everything, but the Bengals, man, they just they were there, they showed up, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they came to the Bills territory in the snow and handled their business.
They sure did. Burrow won his fifth straight playoff game, which is tied with the Bengals franchise before Burrow got there, bro. Like he's got as many playoff wins as the whole Bengals franchise since before he got there. It's like as long as they've been a team. That's insane, right?
Yeah, and what's he done that in 2 years?
Three. Two, because he got hurt. He didn't even play. Yeah, you're right. Wow. That's crazy. How about old Stephon Diggs yelling at Josh Allen on the sidelines, bro? Like, give me the ball, bro.
Did you see him at the end of the game? He left. He tried to leave before they did their, group huddle kind of talk, locker room talk or whatever. And they had to send somebody on the team to go get him. And like, you it's not over yet. We got to, you know, at least have this meeting or whatever. And he was just because, you know, I think was it last year when he lost to the Chiefs? He just stood on the field and stared.
Watched them celebrate. Yeah. Watch them like enjoy in the stuff falling, confetti falling and all that. Yeah. Yep.
Didn't help much, did it?
I guess not, man. I mean, there's a lot of talk about Josh Allen not being that guy. Like, he's gotten all this respect on his name, and he hasn't proven it. I mean, what do you think about that?
This is what I think. You know, last year, you know, against the Chiefs, you know, it was kind of a coin flip that, you know, that they should have won that game. You know, the whole coin flip situation, and he was really on pace. And his stats are better this year than they were last year, but
slightly.
It doesn't look the same on the field whatsoever. I mean, they just kind of look like they're have reached a peak and they hit a ceiling and they don't know how to get past it. And they're going to be able to make it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I agree, man. I agree 100%, man. 265 yards for Josh Allen in this game, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. I mean, it was hard to watch, man. I mean, do you think it's because the Bills, the Bengals were so much better, or was it that the Bills weren't playing to their full potential, Trey?
Well, and we talked about it when the game was going on, but it was because Josh Allen is always looking for the big play. Mm-hmm. And when you're in those situations, you know, in the snow and you're having to dink and dunk, the Bengals had no problem doing that. Just Joe Burrow with a smile on his face throwing it 8 yards, no problem.
Yep, exactly.
And Josh Allen just kept looking for that 40-yard bomb or that 35-yard bomb or that sneak run around and run 20 yards, and they were watching for it, man. I mean, the coverage was there. The Bengals did their job on defense for sure.
The thing that kills me, bro, is 3rd and 4, and you're throwing it 30 yards down the field, man. That kills me, bro. Pick up the first, then throw it down the field. Or how about this? You freaking throw it. Just get the first, man. That's all I'm trying to say here, bro. It's like, right, get the first, and then you could do it. Or why don't you throw it that far on 2nd down? That way on 3rd down, you could pick up the few yards that you need to get. It drives me up a wall. I see James Cook, Devin Singletary, both just standing there with nobody around them. And Josh Allen is just looking down the field for Gabe or Stephon Diggs, man. Exactly. It's just like you said, man, take the check down, do what you got to do. Nobody's going to look at you bad. I mean, Brady made a career on the checking the ball down. I mean,
Yeah, and there's still Brady still has pretty plays and amazing things that happen. It just doesn't have to happen every down.
I agree. How about old Hayden Hurst? Leaping over dude, man. That was beautiful. I know you love you some Hayden Hurst, man.
Oh, yeah. And I was so glad to for the Bengals to have him back and everything. And, you know, he got his tutty and did his thing. And was it Jamar Chase got two touchdowns in this game?
Yeah.
Big step up for Chase, you know. Very excited about that. I was worried about the Bills putting, you know, double coverage on him, and which, you know, Higgins is fine chilling over there waiting. But, you know, you hear the announcers talking about how if Higgins was on any other team, he would be the number one.
100%.
And then they even said that this is the only team in the NFL that they won't even say that Higgins is the two. They just have two ones.
And it's true, bro. It's true. I remember when we were doing our mock drafts, what'd you say to me? Man, you love you some Higgins. You're damn right. I love me some Higgins. Dude is a beast, bro. He's tall. He's big. He'd get up and get that ball when he needs to, bro. Yeah, Higgins, he did great for me this year.
No doubt, no doubt.
But guys, you got anything else for the Bengals and Bills, Trey?
Not besides, you know, DeMar Hamlin conspiracy theorists. Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard that. Like they say, like DeMar Hamlin's not really there. That wasn't him. Right?
Yeah, they were saying because like he had a mask on and sunglasses and was behind like a glass wall. And I'm like, it's like freezing cold outside in the snow. Dude just had cardiac arrest. Like, of course he's going to be bundled up and in the warmth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. He was doing his little heart thing, you know, mm-hmm. but they were saying it was like the sign of like
of some Illuminati.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what is going on, man? Yeah, didn't somebody come out and say something about like you're going to hear about him getting in a car wreck or something next
yeah,
week?
Yeah, someone said that like they're going to wait a couple weeks and then he'll have died in a car accident or something so that way the NFL won't take the blame for killing a player. And
ugh.
I just don't. And they're like, you know, why didn't he come out and do a interview, you know, with his face and everything like that? And maybe that he hasn't ready for that yet. Maybe he's still trying to recover and he's not ready for the spotlight yet. And he just wanted to be at this game and he didn't want, you know, he had security guards and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, probably because he didn't want the pressure of the world on him right now.
Yeah. Or like all of them just going to crowding him and stuff like that. Right. Yeah. I mean, makes sense.
I mean, see how many people donated to his charity. You think all those people want to talk to him in person? Of course they do.
Yeah. I mean, it is strange that we didn't see his face. I mean, you'd think he would have, like, at some point, he was in a warm booth and all that, right? I mean, and I did see a video of, like, when he stood up of him in the booth still. That was strange, but it did look like him from here up. Like, as much as you can recognize somebody from there up, it did look like him. I will say that, so... There's that, but
I just think people will conspire about anything.
Yeah, absolutely, they will. You're right about that, buddy. But guys, we're gonna take a quick break and you're gonna get a quick word from our sponsor Manscaped, and we will be right back. Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. That's right, guys. Manscaped, big things coming out of Manscaped, guys. They got a beard hedger coming out, Trey. That thing is awesome. I mean, they take care of you down there. Now they're going to help us out up here. That's good because I'm sure there were people out there using their down there for up there. You know what I mean? And I don't like to mix and match my brushes, bro.
That's right. That's right. And we got them on the way right now. So as soon as we get them, we'll display them for you. And from what I hear, that all the different sizes for the trimmings are all on a wheel, so there's no extra pieces and everything like that. It's all built in one.
I love that. That's brilliant, guys. You can get yours right now. Go to manscaped.com, use code superflex20. You're gonna get 20% off and free shipping. They got a whole kit there for you, man, and good stuff going on over there. Love those guys, Trey.
comes with 4 free gifts as well.
Ooh, nice. Awesome, guys. Let's go ahead and jump to the next game, Trey. And that was the Giants versus the Eagles.
Yeah, man, what a blowout, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, baby, coming in, showing what he do, letting the Giants know you're not ready.
I guess not. I mean, Jalen Hurts showing that he is him, I suppose, I guess.
No doubt.
That was something, bro. I mean, that was a boring game to me, honestly. It was terrible to watch. I didn't enjoy it at all. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I understand running the ball and all that, but I mean, bro, can you throw it a couple times? I mean,
well, when you've got a lead like that, you don't want to lose it. You know, you don't want to pull a Chargers or something like that. You know,
you're right. It was smart football. It was definitely smart football to play the way they played. And hey, they got to the next round. They're going to win it however they do. And you know what I think the issue was? The Giants were focused on A.J. Brown like they were focused on Justin Jefferson. And the Eagles saw that early. And they said, okay, if you're going to stay back there and make sure that you got people back there, we're going to run it up here, man. And that's exactly what they did, Trey.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about the Eagles is they've got 3 really great running backs. I mean, they've got Miles Sanders, they've got Boston Scott, and they've got Kenneth Gainwell. And all 3 of these guys had an amazing day. You know, with what was it, like a minute left in the game, Kenneth Gainwell just breaks out for a touchdown, like a 40-yard touchdown, and he was gunning, son.
Yeah, he was. Gainwell was. He was gaining those yards well.
No doubt.
I tell you what, though, man, I needed A.J. Brown. I know you did too. I needed him to get that touchdown, bro, for a parlay that we both made.
Oh. Yeah, and I think he was like 3 for 20 or something like that. Just a terrible game from A.J. Brown. But, you know, that's obviously the Giants wanted to shut him down, thinking that that's what they could do to win this game. And they forget about Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert and all these other guys. And then Jalen Hurts by himself, baby, just his feet alone will put it in the end zone.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, you know, does what Jalen Hurts does. I mean, I was really pulling for the Giants here, man. I thought Daniel Jones was, like, showing us who he really was. But, I mean, I guess he did do that. He showed us who he really was. I mean, he had us all thinking he was Joe Montana. Turned out he was Joe Montana.
I also seen where Jalen Hurts, I think, is, like, 1 touchdown away from beating Michael Vick's all-time rushing touchdown in 1 season record. Including the postseason, so we'll have to see if he hits that, but I have no doubt that he probably will.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, you're probably right. It's going to be a good game next week, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I mean, the Giants just kind of, talking about the Giants, you know, it was just a sad game for the Giants, man. It looked like they just couldn't get anything together, couldn't get anything going. Daniel Jones just looked flustered the whole time. The Eagles shut Saquon down pretty well. I mean, it was sad.
Yeah, they did. They did that, man. They knew what they were doing. The number 2 defense in the league showed up and did what they were supposed to do, man. It was crazy. But there's really not much else to say about that game, honestly, Trey. You got anything else?
I just wonder how many people went at halftime and put a big bet on the Giants.
Like, to come
like
back?
The Jags, you know, the way the Jags did against the Chargers, they were like, oh, it's going to happen again. We got to slay up at this.
I know that Mattress Mac guy bet on the Cowboys to win $2 million. That dude is just throwing money away.
Yeah, but he's a genius, bro, because what he does is you buy $3,000 worth of furniture, and then if the Cowboys win, you get your money back, and then he bets to hedge that money. So that way, if the Cowboys do win, he has enough money, one, to pay them back. Regardless, he sells the furniture.
That is pretty smart.
It's kind of a little scheme, but it's really just a business plan he's got going on over there.
Yeah. Man, people will do anything, I swear. You just never know who to trust, bro. That's just proof right there, man. But let's just go ahead and keep it rolling, Trey. Let's get to the next one, guys. We got the Jaguars versus the Chiefs. Jags 20, Chiefs 27. Closer than most people probably thought it was going to be, Trey.
Definitely closer than most people thought. But, you know, I think everybody after the Jags come back and beat the Chargers thought, you know, had a little hope for Trevor Lawrence. And I think Trevor Lawrence had a good game, man. The Chiefs just were a better team. And I think Trevor Lawrence comes back next year, and we're talking about him as a top 10 quarterback. I think he really proved, you know, that he is worth it, and he was worth the draft pick. He just needed a better coach, and you know, the Chiefs just are more ready right now.
Mm-hmm. Tommy says, "Did you guys see the bling Jerry Rice had on?" Yeah, I seen that big old Niners helmet. Did you see that, Trey? He was rocking.
I didn't see it.
With his little bow tie on. Yeah, I seen it. That thing was sweet, bro. But yeah, no, you're right, dude. It's insane to me that the Chiefs, since getting Patrick Mahomes, was five straight AFC championship games, dude. That's insane.
Yeah, the Chiefs are 5-0 in the divisional round with Mahomes as their starter.
That's crazy, bro. And 14 receptions for Travis Kelce. And what, that's the most by a non-running back in any postseason game, Trey.
Yeah, no doubt. And he got more receptions than the rest of the team combined, which was only 13. He finished the game with 120 playoff receptions, trailing only Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, speaking of, for the most all time.
Wow, dude. Just crazy, bro. I think, though, that this season has proven us to one thing, and that's that Mahomes can do it without Tyreek, but he cannot do it without Kelce. Don't you agree?
No doubt. And then, you know, Mahomes, we didn't even talk about yet. Mahomes, you know, kind of rolling his ankle and that whole deal. We'll have to see how that plays out. But you see him on the sidelines, man. He was so mad when the coach sent him to the locker room.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dude. He was mad, bro. He threw his thing down. And I think me and you were on the phone at the time. And he's like, I'm not.
You're not taking me out.
Not taking me out. No. I was like reading his lips on the money, dude. Like, he's like, nope. I'm staying in the game, dude. Crazy, man. Just crazy.
And then, who's the backup that came in for him for a couple games?
Henny. Yeah. Anything is possible.
he come in and he knew exactly what to do. Give the ball to Travis Kelce. And it worked. Yep.
98 yards, I think it was. 98 yards all the way down, got a touchdown. Like, didn't even look like they missed a beat, bro. The Chiefs looking unstoppable, but like I said, the game was closer than I thought it was going to be for sure. I was hoping for the Jags to pull out the upset, but my mind was telling me the Chiefs are obviously going to win this game. And the Chiefs got their they got their work cut out for them next week, because the Bengals are on fire, bro.
No doubt. And you know, and if Christian Kirk had caught that deep pass from Trevor Lawrence, you know, we might be talking about a different thing here. Just barely slipped off his fingertips. This was a close game. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing is the Chiefs always kind of have close games. They always play down to their opponent. But I will say who I was very impressed by in this game, and that was Isaiah Pacheco running headfirst like a rhino down the field. I mean, that dude was just – I could tell when he's running, he's – you know.
Yeah.
Everything just gunning down.
He was running hard. Yeah, in that Chad Henne drive, he got a big chunk play, man, that really helped him out. He's a beast, bro. He's going to be, what do you think, a third-round pick next year?
Yeah, it's very possible.
I mean, it's big things happening over there, man. I love that guy. Pacheco's awesome.
So, I mean, is Clyde even on the team anymore? You have not heard anything about Clyde at all. Like, they just don't even care about him anymore.
They said, new team, who dis?
No doubt.
They don't need him. They don't need him. They got what they need over there, man. Crazy.
And they're still working Sky Moore in the mix. Hadn't really did anything amazing, but they've been getting a couple run plays here and there, screen play. You know, I'm excited to see what he'll do next year for sure. But we'll talk about who's gonna win this game Friday. So I don't want to give any spoilers.
I know. I don't want to get no spoilers either. Yeah, we're gonna talk Friday, and then on Tuesday we're giving away the signed Aaron Jones jersey. Guys, don't forget to be there. Don't forget to turn on the notifications. That way you know exactly when we're going live. We're going to be talking these games, and we're going to be talking Super Bowl, man. So it's going to be good stuff. We're going to give the jersey away at the end. I can't wait. Can't wait to give it to somebody, Trey.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you guys are watching right now, go ahead and subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell, because you want to be there on Tuesday when we give away this Aaron Jones jersey. You can ask Tommy in the comments right now. He's won a Manscaped package. We gave away the DeAndre Swift jersey. All these guys get it, no problem. I mean, within a week or two, just come out. All you got to do is be subscribed to the channel, drop a comment. We add you to the wheel. Stick around to the end of the show. We put the Wheel of Destiny out there and we hit it for a spin. And if your name pops up, boom, that jersey's yours, baby. Thank you for your support.
You're darn right. You're darn right. And guys, don't forget about Trophy Smack. You go to trophysmack.com/fourthandflex. Get you something shiny. Get you a ring for your finger. If you won your fantasy championship, you're going to need something like that, man. To get you a championship belt. They got all kinds of awesome stuff out there, guys. Trophy Smack. So you can talk that smack. I love it. I love it. Guys, let's take a look at the picture here. The 4th and Flex 2023 NFL playoffs here. It didn't go as we planned. However, we are both our teams for the AFC, NFC, who we thought were going to the Super Bowl are there, Trey. So we were in the right area there.
No doubt. We'll have to see who was right on, which I had the Bengals and Eagles, and you had the Bengals and Niners, right?
Mm-hmm. Bengals and Niners. Yep. That's what I had, buddy. Mm-hmm. And
so
then
we'll have to see.
We will. And I just, you know, this is obviously, there's a lot of players that aren't in this anymore, but I found this online and I just thought this was super cool. Check that out, bud. Just ching. Give me that Super
Bowl.
No
doubt.
Guys, again, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel. Tommy says, hell yeah, and I win. He's already getting on top of things. I love it, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.